Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 30, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is New Earth Support Team. I once again thank you, as I do every week, for showing up to help the world awaken a little bit faster. And as always, the allies are going to give us some goodies for helping out in terms of healing and awakening for ourselves. So I know we have at least one person here who is new. I'm seeing Kristen here, I believe, for the first time. Welcome, Kristen. Let me see if I see any other brand new. I see a Laura who isn't here a lot, at least. Marie might be new. Susie might or might not be new. So we'll go ahead and give some more detailed explanation today, since there might be some new folks, and certainly on the recording. We've had now, I think, over 20 new members join just here in January. So many of them may be joining us by archive recording as well. So what we do here in New Earth Support Team is, for starters, after this intro, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa, the floor altar I'm sitting at. Then I'll call in some beautiful allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. We'll set up a sacred container. I'll lead you in the invocation for embodied awakening so we can be at our shiniest for service. And then we will relax and let the allies make use of us. And they are monitoring each and every one of us, whether we're live or on the recording, and they're going to give each of us the experience that both allows us to serve the global awakening and serves us too. That may look like moving into a beautiful state of bliss or ecstasy. It might look like some heavy energy coming through us to be processed. It might be ours. It might be from others on the planet. And each of us will be acting as a surrogate. So whatever happens to us is going to be multiplied like loaves and fishes, and will be for the benefit of many others on the planet. And the divine allies, of course, will target each person who can most optimally receive. It seems like a complicated task, but for them, it's like no big deal. We humans could never manage it, but it's no problem for these divine beings. The whole thing will probably take about an hour. That's our typical duration. I'm going to encourage you as we go through the process to have no preference about whether at any given moment you're having a really blissful experience or a more challenging one. As always, I can assure you, you're not going to get overwhelmed, not too much bliss, not too much challenge. And if you are feeling challenge, heavy energy will be cleared. So Linda loves my background. Thank you. And that's kind of the bottom line. I may or may not do music. I have no preference myself. I'm all about releasing human preference and letting the divine beings lead me around. And if they tell me to sing a particular song, I will. If not, I won't. And I'll be narrating either way. So that's kind of how it works. I do request, as always, that you give us your undivided attention. That means you're not texting, you're not doing something else at the same time. You're fully with us as if you are right here in the room. The reason I make that request is because you'll have a better experience, and because you are affecting everybody else, even if you're on the recording. These recordings exist in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So you affect everybody. There's nobody on the sidelines. We are all here and making it happen together as a team. So I do request that you give us your full attention. Now, if during the process you unexpectedly have to break off, something requires your attention, that's fine. Don't jump out now because of the possibility of interruption. If you do get interrupted, just say, allies, hey, just ease me out of the field. I got to go do this thing. And your departure will not impact us negatively. But I do ask that at least you've been set up to hopefully be fully present. And if you do have to interrupt and break off, that is okay. So, that should clarify that. And with that, let's get rolling. So I invite you now to close your eyes. And for starters, just be aware of the overall feeling of your physical body. Just feel it as it is. You're getting your baseline, not trying to change anything, just noticing what's already happening with your body. Not in words, but just in feelings. Now, add in any awareness you have of your energy part, the energy, the subtle energy in or around your physical body. And just add your awareness of your prana or your chi or whatever you want to call that part of you that's not physical. So now see if you can feel both. You've got awareness both of the physical part of you and the energy part of you at the same time. And again, just feel the baseline. take a little mental snapshot. This is what it feels like. It's kind of a noticing, because later we may compare the state you're in then with what you're feeling now. And the ego likes to know if something has happened. All right. So now I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. I'm going to call the four directions in the center, and then I'll call all our allies. You may not recognize them all. However, I can assure you, whatever religion or tradition they come from, they are a being of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. We only work with good guys here, so to speak. So you can rest assured that we're setting up only the highest sacred container in this space. You are safe. So as I call in these allies, please just be passive. We're really big on passivity here at Awakening Plus because it lets the higher beings do more for you. So as you relax, if you feel energy moving in your body because of what I'm doing, then just feel it happening passively. Just, I'm noticing, I'm feeling what's happening, that's all. And if you don't feel subtle energy, that's okay, no problem. Just feel your breath come and go. So feel energy if you can. If not, fall back to breath awareness. Either way, passive, don't make anything happen. So I'm going to ask you to do that, and now I'm going to do my part by setting up the energy. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. To set up me, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Okay. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. we call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do so now. No one will hear you, so you can do it silently, out loud, whatever you prefer, but do it now if you wish to bring even more goodness into our circle. With the container we've set up, only beings of high vibration and benevolent intent will be admitted. Okay, thank you. If you're wondering, why is Benjamin yawning so much? It's a form of energetic release. I'm not actually tired, it's just energy moving. Okay, so now, feel how you feel. Is it different than before we called in all these beautiful helpers? Just see if your body or the energy in or around you feel different. And now we're going to make it more different still by doing the embodied awakening invocation. This is where you call your higher self, the energetic being that created your human self and watches over it and feeds it energy. You're going to ask it to actually come merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good, just as much awakening as you can hold right now. There's always more available as you deepen. So you can open fully and know you'll get just the right amount. So you can think of your body as a car. Your human ego is going to move over to the passenger seat. Your higher self is going to drive. If you don't like your higher self driving, then you can immediately take the steering wheel back. The higher self will step out just like that. No fuss, no trouble. And your ego is back in control. So if you're not accustomed to this sort of thing, you can try it out, see if you like it. It's instantly reversible, no problem, to get back to where you were. I've never heard of anyone who wanted to do that, but, you know, egos are nervous when they first do this. So just know that you can switch it back if you want. Alrighty, and what do you get when you're in embodied awakening? Well, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do even more responsibly and certainly more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you'll know what to do more through intuition, and there is more full body euphoria. Sound good? Let's give it a try. All right, so once more, feel how you feel right now. Get your baseline again at its current level. Feel the body, feel the energy in and around you. And you're going to say 8 words to your higher self. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Good job. Let the words go and relax completely. Become 100% passive. Here comes the energy. And if you feel energy moving in your body, your only job is to passively feel what it is doing on its own. You will absolutely have the best outcome if you do not do any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no controlling, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just feel what's happening on its own. If at any point you get distracted, you'll notice that at some point, and then just return your attention gently and persistently to feeling that energy in your body. If you can't feel the energy, just feel your breath coming and going on its own. If any distraction remains, just let it be in the background. Don't fight it. Don't try to mess with it. Let it do its thing in the background. You keep your attention on feeling energy, or failing that, feeling breath. And the last little nuance you can do if you want to, if you have any headspace left, is just to use the least amount of effort that gives you awareness. So let's play with that for a minute. Would you please drop to zero effort? Go to absolute zero. Just exist for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. Just try no effort for just a moment. So based on my empathic perception, a bunch of us went right into embodied awakening as soon as we went to zero. That usually happens. In my experience, having led a ton of people through this, most people do best at zero. So how do you know if you made it to embodied awakening? It's when you can say yes to this question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion. Nope. Let me start again. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's true, you're there. So if that is true for you, once again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then your higher self has merged with you. The nature of embodied awakening is your human self shares the consciousness of your higher self right there in your body. It's driving. And there's this subtle feeling that's different. You don't feel like you're quite the same consciousness, not quite the same perceiver of reality. It's a subtle shift, but it's there. And it's pretty cool. And I personally wouldn't settle for anything less ever. That's my new normal. Actually, it's been my normal for years, and it can be yours as well. So just feel that shift if you're aware of it. And even if you don't get all the way there, any movement of the needle is good. Even if you just moved a little bit toward that, great job. Keep doing it. The needle will move further and further. Eventually, you'll get all the way there. And even if you get to 100% embodied awakening, it always can get better. One of my favorite mottos, it always gets better than this. However awake you may be, chances are very good that a still deeper awakening is available. You might not even be able to think, how could it possibly get better? I can't conceive of it getting better. I was there too, and it still got better over and over again. So just know that whatever awakening you're at, leave space for it to get even better when the time comes. But whatever awakening you got now, or even whatever partial awakening you got, just rest here, enjoy, feel it, just be with it. Wherever you're at, the allies are raring to go. So we're going to start our service now. So once again, just feel where you're at. Again, have awareness of how does the body feel? How does the energy feel? Some of you are feeling now already more like energy than solid matter in your bodies. Just whatever your perception is, just go with it. Already, many of us are forming a merged field at a level beyond physical. And it's just like, you know, consciousness soup. We're all just the same thing there. And once you get into these higher levels, it paradox becomes the usual. You can be there and simultaneously still be the individual human on Earth. And as I said, also at the very same moment, be aware of yourself as just blended energy at a higher level. Wherever you're at, whatever you're aware of or not, it's perfect. Greater awareness and capacity will increase the more you do this kind of stuff. All right. So Allies, beautiful divine allies, so grateful to be here serving you yet again. Thanks for giving us this opportunity. Please make use of us in whatever way serves the great global awakening, allies, but do so in a way that also serves the highest good of each person here in this Awakening Plus process, whether they are live on Zoom or whether they are working from the archive recording, as 90% of members do. So, allies, for each of us, give each of us the awakening that serves highest good, the healing experience, whether it's our heavy energy or energy from the collective, that serves highest good. Thank you so much. And humans, just relax and let it happen to the best of your ability. Have no preference about whether your experience in any given moment is blissful or challenging or somewhere in the middle. Just be with what is and know that these allies are very, very good and they are monitoring you very, very carefully. Again, whether you're live or on the recording does not matter. They are giving you an experience. And if it is a challenging experience, you will be abundantly rewarded by the time we're done for whatever challenge you are going through. And as I said, no one is going to get overwhelmed. No one is going to be given an experience that they cannot work with and that does not serve their highest good. So humans, relax. And again, your default, as before, is just to feel whatever energetic experience you're having. Again, just accept it without preference the best you can. In all the years I've done this, no one's ever reported overwhelm. You do not have to worry about that. Just be with what is. And just stay passive. You will absolutely be of better service and ultimately have a better experience if you don't mess with what's happening. Just go with it and just be with what is. And know that whatever your experience is, it's being multiplied like loaves and fishes, like I said at the start, and many, many other humans and possibly even other beings are being blessed and benefited because of what you are experiencing. If others are having trouble getting to a higher level of awakening, you holding it yourself enables them to move into it. If they have a healing that they cannot yet do for themselves, that heavy energy coming through you, if it happens, will help them release and move deeper into their own awakening and healing process to where they can do it for themselves. That's kind of how it works. So just relax and go with the flow. Again, I may or may not do music. I will act as guided by the beautiful allies. Relax and just go with it. As it happens, they're calling for a song already, and it's a guitar song. So I'm going to mute my mic briefly while I get set up, so you don't have to listen to me tuning and stuff. But I'll unmute as soon as I'm ready to perform. And even perform is not the right word. This is musical energy to support the process. Alrighty. This song is called Humble Yourself. I've taken some liberties with it from the original.
Yourself in the light of your brother, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother, you've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Sister, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Lift each other up. yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Just relax, see how your energy feels now. Continue to allow whatever is happening, whether it feels really yummy or really challenging. I'm definitely perceiving that the heavy energy that's coming through is being distributed out among us all. And also seeing, as I sometimes do, that it ain't just us here. There are always a huge, vast number of divine beings in service. Some of those divine beings have human bodies, some do not. Some are just energy beings. And they're around the earth all the time, assisting with this beautiful transition to a higher vibration planet of love and light. So every time we show up and do our service, every time we do New Earth Support Team, we are just joining a huge number of divine beings who are always in process, in service. Some of the transmutation that needs to happen has to be done through live human bodies. And that's part of what we provide by showing up. It's a total win-win. Each of us has the opportunity on every New Earth Support Team call to deepen our healing personally, to deepen our personal awakening. And each of us who does that makes it possible for others who we probably will never even know to also heal and awaken more deeply. Everybody wins. And because your higher self and our divine allies can do this far more skillfully and quickly and efficiently than your human ego ever could, that is why we just relax and allow them to do it for us. Believe me, I have tried it both ways, and this works so much better. Feeling some significant sadness and sorrow coming up. So if you're This may not be distributed to everybody's, but if you're feeling it, just feel it completely. Trauma healing happens best when you are fully present with the experience with no resistance. Just be with it fully, whatever you're experiencing. And it could well be that I'll be describing what I'm feeling and your experience will be completely different. In that case, just go with what's happening for you. Do not ever, on an Awakening Plus call, shift your perception to match my description in an event like this. When we're in the surrendered state, just going with what the divine brings. You just let it be what it is. And if your experience is different, more power to you. All I can perceive as the facilitator is the experience that most people are having. And there will often be exceptions. Or that most people are having. Whoa. Oh, the energy just went dramatically higher vibration. If you're feeling that, just relax into it. Whoa. Let yourself be lifted up. There's kind of an elevator effect, inviting us into higher dimensions, higher awareness. So if you are having that noticing, just relax and let yourself be lifted as high as you are ready to go. As always, each of us is getting our own customized experience, no more than you are ready for, but as much as you're ready for. Let your higher self fine-tune the experience. If right now my body's starting to shake and vibrate, this is what physical bodies do when there's trauma release. In this case, it's not my trauma, it's someone else's trauma, but still, my body's going to shake and vibrate to move it through. And if at any point during any Awakening Plus event, your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you want to cry or make sound, or your body wants to move in a certain way, that's all fine as long as no harm is done to anyone or anything. Let it go forward. You're muted. No one else on the call can hear you. And if your camera's off, no one can see you either. So let it rip if it wants to go rip. As I say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. But also, please don't hold back. If your body wants to express in a certain way, to release, as long as that's safe to do in your environment. If you're having heavy energy processing through you, you may notice energy flushing out your hands or your feet. Sometimes it may leave other ways as well, but the hands and feet are the most common exit routes. It doesn't matter whether it's your heavy energy or someone else's or both. Just let it move if it's moving. You'll get the juicy reward either way. And that reward will be a more ecstatic state of consciousness. Not just on the call, but you'll have the opportunity to lock that in and make it your new normal from now on. In a 100% functional way. I'm still feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing out my hands and my feet. You know, a lot of heavy energy is being put through our field. As I said earlier, do your best not to have a preference about whether your experience in any given moment of this process is more challenging or more ecstatic. Just let it be what it is. If it's challenging now, it will be ecstatic later. And if you understand my idea about the great onion of consciousness, then you know that letting the heavy energy flow through is exactly how you get to the deeper euphoria. You gotta peel those layers. Expose the divine goodness that's already waiting for you at the core. So I'm noticing quite vividly that I now feel more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. See if that's your experience too. They're queuing up another song. This one's a rattle and voice song. It's pretty upbeat, so just relax and go with the energy of it.
Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungusito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya hampi puini miski nunu cuerpo chaita.
Ayahuasca kugu yito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kugu yito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tiku nera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tiku nera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca maman taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca curandera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca rampi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca sapi manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca shungu sito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca shungu sito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca kogoyito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca lusorito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca cielosito manta taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca chakru nera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca chakru nera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca tiku nera taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca tiku nera taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Ayahuasca munai taki taki muiki. Chuya chuya api puine miski nunu cuerpo chaita. Chuya chuya humpy puny miski lunu quarterpo chaita. Okay, now I'm feeling my body feeling really different with the energies that have just come in. So what's happening now, I believe, is that we're being now eased back into our physical bodies to the extent that we've been out of them. But it's feeling really different when we're coming back in. So just be aware of how it feels to be conscious in your body now. And if you can remember back to when we started and kind of checked in at first, it may feel very different now. A lot more vibratory, a little more tingly. Just kind of notice how it feels. And once again, please be passive and fully relaxed as the divine allies settle you back into your new experience of this physical form. You're now more divinely conscious. You're more awake spiritually than when we started. And don't get attached to going back to the way you were. You want to allow the upgrade, I would think. So if you're willing for that, just relax and let the new you settle into this body. As I said, we did process some heavy energy during that call. And you're being rewarded with an expanded consciousness. Don't try to verbalize it. It is by definition beyond language. You might be able to come up with a few metaphors or similes, but that's about the best you can do with language. Just be the experience. Just be the consciousness. Let it be beyond language. And know that however sweet this may be, it's just a fraction of what's possible. It always gets better than this. Awakening can be an infinite progression that continually leapfrogs what you thought was possible. But whatever level you're at now, just relax, enjoy it, let it integrate. And this can now be your new baseline until it jumps again. And for most of us, that process will just be ongoing. Okay, it's feeling pretty stable. Let's leave just a moment longer in case there's any little touch-up work for anyone. And again, in the subsequent days, if you want to stabilize this through using the invocations or whatever works for you to kind of stabilize the new awakening until it goes higher, you get temporary plateaus, but you're always ready to let them move into the next higher state. That feels pretty stable. So just feel where you're at. And I'm going to call the directions and we'll close the container, after which we'll leave some time for Q&A and feedback if you wish. After I yawn. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakochan Inti Kwichi. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful newer support team event. Thanks for your blessings and experiences. So grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still with, anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, the container is formally closed. If you want to hang out a little bit, and if you're live, you can ask questions or comments in the chat or by unmuting, which I'll allow now. If you're on the recording, you can stop now, or you can hang out and hear what people might have to contribute. Your call. So Fran says, thank you. That goes in my personal best of. And then she says, who can see your messages recording on? I don't know. If you can see it, I'm guessing you can. I'm guessing that I think everyone who's on the Zoom call can see that recording is happening of the call. The best of my knowledge, anyway. And I'm doing different sound modes. When I do music, I turn on what's called original sound for musicians, and I turn it back off when I'm just talking. So I think that everyone can see that. She says, I don't know what that bottom thing is. It's just there. I'm not sure what you're referring to, dear. So if you want to be more explicit about that, I'll be happy to answer that once I understand what you're asking. The who sees messages part. Well, I'm going to assume everyone can see the messages that are on my screen, like recording and such. Obviously, if it's a recorded event, then I want people to know that. And thus, people who are in Awakening Plus can access those recordings. The energy is just shifting into a sweeter space. Again, if you are on the live call and you want to unmute and speak, feel free to do that. Just do it. Or if you want to type in the chat, that's fine too. Or if you don't want to do any of that, equally fine. We can just soak in this really sweet energy if no one is contributing language. Nikki says, wonderful, easing energy. I'm glad you had a good experience, Nikki. And I figured out that message I'm seeing in my chat saying, who can see your messages recording on? That's actually the Zoom system giving me a prompt. And when I click it, it lets me know that, yes, everyone can see that the messages, the event's being recorded. Michelle types, excellent experience of energy tingling, especially around my head. I feel like my senses opened wider. So grateful. Thank you. Beautiful, Michelle. I'm glad you had that beautiful experience. Yeah, the energy is just so sweet right now. I'm really enjoying it. This always happens now. We release the allies and then they still hang around and give us bonus energy. I'll take it. Anyone else have a comment or question? Okay, it's pretty quiet. Last call for any questions or comments. Janice jumping in saying, thank you so much, especially like the Humble Yourself song. Thank you. Me too. I love that chorus. We lift each other up. That's definitely what caused me to want to learn that song. So it's January 30, 2023. If you're hearing this in time, then later in the week on Wednesday, we're doing our monthly individual and group healing call. That's a really sweet event where a few people will be in the hot seat, getting the direct focus of the group's healing energy, but everybody will get healing. I mean, even if you're on the recording on that, when you get tons of healing energy coming to you for whatever you need. I love that event. That's why I do it every month. And then on Thursday, February 2nd, we're going to do our monthly astrology mini readings call. And that's where you can just show up and first come, first serve. Just give me your birth data and I'll do a quick little 10 or 15 minute mini reading for you. That's not recorded for confidentiality. So just show up live if you want to do that one. Nikki says, love to spirit song. Yeah, her love to you as well. She's doing a little better. She is getting around now and back out in the world, visiting her children and doing a little bit of shopping and moving around to appointments on her own now. She's found a brace for her left knee that is an elastic brace that has some copper in it for energy movement, and that's helping her move around with less pain. But that left knee still does hurt a lot, and she's still in that trial zone for a few weeks to see if it's going to improve much. Or if she's ultimately going to need surgery. So any healing prayers and such are welcome if you want to keep them coming to her. Anything else before we wrap it up, folks? Anjali types, I love how even with many years of doing these, I still get surprise days when a new flavor of energies are introduced to me. The ally is stepping through some big upgrades tonight. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Anjali. Anjali has been with us many years. She's one of our most senior members. So super glad to still have you around here, Anjali. Thank you. It's kind of like people ask me, oh my God, you've been drinking ayahuasca almost 17 years, nearly 300 ceremonies. Why do you keep doing it? Haven't you got what you need yet? And I say, not as long as she keeps opening up new levels of awakening for me, not as long as she keeps giving me more profound healings of stuff I didn't even know was in the way. Yeah. And what we do here is kind of like my version of ayahuasca for you. It's like the invocations, and what we do here is in some ways modeled after ayahuasca ceremonies, where you show up and energies move and heavy stuff is flushed out and new vibration and consciousness is brought in. That's exactly what happens in ayahuasca ceremonies. You know, what we do here is not at that intense. If you've ever actually done ayahuasca, you know that nothing could compare to that, but we get as close as we can. And my goal here is to, I spent years training to be a plant spirit shaman, and I've ended up doing this instead. And this allows me to benefit a lot more people than if I was holding in-person ceremonies. So it's all good. All right. Any final comments before we wrap it up? Last call for feedback or questions. All right, that'll be a wrap then. Thank you, everyone, so much. So grateful for each and every one of you being here. Whether you're live or on the recording, you are equally present as far as I'm concerned. So many blessings to you. And so grateful you're here. Until next time, big love to you.